All right, Rick, do you want to actually introduce us?
Yes.
Okay.
With me is the gang. To my left is Kurt.
Kurt.
No. Oh, I don't know if I'm saying your names or not this time.
We can just do it.
Just say your names.
To my left is Kurt. Say
hello.
Hi, Kurt. Kevin.
Hey.
And Eric.
Greetings and salutations. And yes, I'm going to be doing that every single episode.
He's very cordial. Promise he's friendlier than he looks.
That is very true. I am friendlier than I look.
Although you do look pretty friendly, so I'm a little worried about what that means.
He'll give you, Rick, I am very friendly.
All right, okay. All right, the needle went too far on that one.
Okay, I'll dial it back.
Thank you. All right, so this episode, what is our agenda?
We're going to talk about the...
All the stuff?
The new stuff coming out. And
Yeah, we're going to talk about several of those... Spoilers, I guess I'll call it, the little bits that Fantasy Flight has leaked about the upcoming units that they're going to be releasing.
And holy guacamole, there's a lot of them.
Yeah,
we got, damn Imperials are getting all the stuff.
Half a dozen since our last episode.
Yeah. So
and then
bullshit.
Kevin suggested that we kind of do a little bit of a mailbag style episode, but since we don't
have any fans really,
we
other
have a
than
couple
a couple coworkers that are just bored.
Hey, I know a couple people,
Kurt,
who are listening to us.
My
little brother and his wife kind of, I think they downloaded the podcast to see how I was doing on this.
Oh, okay.
Hey, what are you guys doing to build a following? I'm pumping this thing on Bumble, for God's sakes.
What the heck is Bumble?
It's called a dating app. Why don't you try it sometime? It's 2018, you son of a bitch. We're the two single ones. I'll fill you in after the episode.
Oh, okay. That's
It's kind of scary sounding. It's like very alpha female, like.
No, I totally disagree. I think it's the greatest thing on the face.
Well,
of the
it
planet.
Makes life easy for guys.
That's
yeah,
what I mean.
But like,
it's just a glorious thing. I don't have to think at all.
But
it's fantastic.
But
crazy is
crazy when they get to be in control all the time. That sounds super scary to me. But
sounds like a man who's been married for a little while.
No. After his last one that he told me about, I'm out. I don't want to be anywhere near that thing.
Well, I hope you're out because I think your wife would have.
Actually, yeah, she can hear this as a matter of fact.
You're just not confident enough in your hobby.
Clearly, I'm not. Clearly,
that
I'm
is
not.
Very true. All
so at least I'm plugging it and trying to get some views that way.
I will say, I did talk to somebody and he's going to listen to it. He doesn't play Legion, but he's kind of interested in these podcasts.
I promise I'm going to listen to it as you're like creeping. Like I'm like walking away. I promise I'm going to listen as I walk away. Yeah,
anyway,
no,
before this gets out of hand, since we don't have any mailbag questions, we're just going to dig through all of these forums and see if we can find stuff people are asking questions about.
Yeah.
Other than that, we're five months into Legion now?
Yeah.
5 months?
Yeah.
Like
is
that?
It really five months now?
Is March?
March?
Do the math here. April, May, June.
It's 4 or 5 months.
4 or 5 months, somewhere around there,
wow,
depending
yeah.
if you're
mid-July.
Using a metric system or not.
Oh, God, I have yet to win a game.
You have also yet to paint anything. So
no,
don't
I have
get
painted
started
a
on that.
Bit. I have painted a little bit.
Yeah, and then you were like, I don't like this.
Exactly. Hey, I have painted a little bit. You can't say I haven't.
Oh, dear God.
At least you realized and stopped before you like got out of control
yeah.
and you're like, I don't like this. And had to buy a whole new set.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to do that.
Well, I would not buy a whole new set. I just dump that stuff in something and get the paint, strip the paint off.
Oh, okay.
That's fair.
Good luck.
Yeah,
I don't have to do that because mine looks awesome.
So do mine.
Yeah.
Preach.
Yeah.
White Stormtroopers look awesome.
Is that a race thing?
Could be. What race? Stormtroopers.
All right. This one's going to be out of control. I can tell you that. This is going to be an hour of nothing but just...
And
the Howard Stern type material.
And the funny thing is, I am not drunk.
Well, we can change that.
Really?
Well, we could, but you're not sleeping on my couch.
Well, I could have one beer. Do you have a beer to give me?
It's a Sunday night. I don't want to sleep on anybody's couch.
Yeah.
Right now.
Hold on one second.
I don't have to be at work till noon tomorrow.
I don't think my boss would take it seriously if I called in saying I did a Star Wars Legion podcast. I'm too hungover from it. I don't think she'd be very happy with that.
Well, probably you not. Might not have to be too hungover. I mean, last time we were still recording at what, like, 1 a.m. or something.
And
it
shows.
Might just be, I'm still, like, sleep from it.
Yeah.
It definitely shows at the end of that episode is no one talks.
Yeah, I think
it's like 3 minutes
asleep.
Of silence. It's just dead.
Is it really?
I'm kidding. That's terrible.
Say, I didn't think we were that bad.
All right, so what do you guys think of Legion so far? We're 4 or 5 months in, depending on when we want to start the clock on that. Are you guys enjoying?
I enjoy it. I would think I would enjoy it more if I kind of figured out an actual strategy to win a game.
Yeah, you're pretty terrible.
But,
you're terrible at this.
Yeah,
you are awful.
I've never been this bad at a miniature war game before. Here we go.
I think there's a few people that would say you definitely have been this terrible at a miniature war game before, but that's fine.
Okay, I'm gonna give this a try.
He's got no defense. That's good.
Yeah.
What do you think, Kurt? You having a good time?
Me? I'm definitely having a good time with it. I'm sad because life and other things have kind of gotten in the way, and I don't think I've actually gotten around to playing a game in the last month. So I'm feeling kind of bad.
So it's okay. You can crack beer on the radio.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
It's okay.
Who cares?
If people know we're drinking, it just legitimizes us.
Rick fell out of his chair in episode 3 or whatever, so we're good.
Maybe.
This is good.
Is that the Saison? Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Interesting choice. I don't.
Well, you were the one who handed it.
Good point. Somebody dropped it off. Anyway, yeah, it's summer. Kind of like sucks up all your time. You're like, I got to mow the lawn. And
yeah, 4th of July. I got
kids,
in the way of all
Fourth of July.
My schedules. Yeah.
Oh, I've been doing a lot of yard work at my parents' place.
Yeah, it slows you down. I got a game in last week, so I was very excited about it.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
And
I
think
it.
We played... We slow played it a little bit, but we got legitimately almost got an entire game in. The game was concluded.
You were playing with a new guy, too.
Yeah,
right?
So it was
a
demo. We played an 800-point game with our friend Ian, who wanted to try and play it. So Kevin lent him his stuff.
I did. I'm very generous.
He was being very kind. Mm-hmm. And I won a game against a new guy. So I've won a game. There's an asterisk next to
that.
Like an asterisk next to mine if I get something. So
as a bystander to that fight, you barely won a game. Against a new guy.
He played that game very well. I mean, you did help him in the beginning, getting him, like, situated. And he had an ATST on the table. I mean, it's still kind of like with fully kitted ATST with Veer standing right next to him the whole game.
We also put that list together, like, 3 minutes before the game started.
Come on. You kind of knew what you were putting in that list when you put Veers on the table.
I didn't want to do the math. So I was just like, let's just kit the hell out of this thing.
Yeah,
like, I'll
just put
it later. He's like, okay.
I don't want to make this complicated. Minimum units. How do I do that?
Yeah. 3.
ATST.
And four hard points on an ATST.
Yeah, I did not set him up with a guaranteed winning combination there.
No.
Not what I would have played.
But that was a fun combination.
Yeah, I wanted to give him. I asked him what he wanted, and then he told me, and I said no. And then I was like, "It's your first game. I'm going to give you one of everything." So I gave him. I gave him the speeders. Yeah. I gave him the walker. I gave him the snowtrooper squad. I gave him one of pretty much every model I had, and I was like, "Here."
What did he want to do?
He wanted to go with multiple speeders, which I didn't have.
So that was a big
no right there.
Yeah,
sorry, can't do it.
And then he wanted all stormtroopers, and I was like, I'm still going to throw in a snowtrooper squad, just so he can feel all the units on
the little
table.
More variance,
which is good.
Yeah, I think he liked the snowtroopers by the end,
too. They're my favorite models by far.
He's like, oh, and I get to melt some fleet troopers. I'm like, yeah, those suck.
They're terrible.
Yeah.
Wait, are they really that bad?
No, I mean, the flamethrower on the snowtroopers sucks for a rebel player. Just eats you alive. Pretty quick.
I gotcha. So, AKA, kill that thing as soon as you can.
If you can. Well, I mean, it's like the second to last model in the unit, so good luck. But they're slower in hell, but they will catch up to you eventually if you're trying to like slug across the table to get into their deployment zone.
Slow and ponderous.
All of a sudden, you need a flamethrower in the butt, and you're like, oh, shit, there goes my unit. Yeah. So.
Yep.
But it was also my first time taking out an ATST, so... I was very excited about that.
You actually fully took it out.
Oh, yeah.
Congratulations.
It didn't hurt that I locked it down for 2 turns.
Yeah.
So it was to go through this game a little bit. So Kevin was watching the beginning, and I ran Luke aggressively right at the ATST, and he was kind of out in the open, just like Last Jedi, except he wasn't a projection.
Nah, it was just like Eric's last game where he ran him out there and got killed immediately.
Yep.
But... what that did do is, so Luke did get toasted, like, no doubt. Like, he just got his ass handed to him, and I lose 3 command cards. But what it did do is allowed me to move 2 units with ion cannons into aim and shoot position without him being able to do anything about it.
Okay, that was good.
So, yeah, it was a bit of a trade, but then I basically locked his ATST down for 2 turns. I just kept ion cannoning it down. So I was able to stop him from doing much with the ATST for quite a while, even after he blew his load on Luke, would have been able to recover next turn. He did recover, but was not unable to do anything with it, which was the interesting part is I like ion cannons a lot.
The moral of the story is 5 months in, Rick can win a game against someone who's never played the game before.
Well, it's like my 5th game, to be honest, since I haven't played that many games. Yeah, and most of my games were with Eric, who, has just admitted he
just
never won a game.
Speeders, right? And he's like, I need a new strategy.
Right.
I've never been this bad at a miniature game before.
Put them into hyperdrive and run them through things or something like some movie did it. Like,
no Last Jedi jokes. That's where we're going to try to go. I don't get riled up. I'm very calm today.
Yeah.
All right, so what do we want to talk about tonight, guys? Like, well, we've all thought Legion is pretty dope.
Yeah.
Obviously, we're still recording a podcast. So that's a good sign.
That is true.
Eric's drinking, so that's a good sign.
You could say that.
Do we want to just go right into the releases we're excited about?
Well, like, I thought you were going to look up questions, or do you want to keep looking for questions?
I can keep looking for that.
Yeah.
It's no question.
Let's go through the models coming out.
Yeah.
Units coming out.
So the first one then that was announced or new... sorry. Yeah. The first one that we haven't talked about yet would be the 1.4 FD laser cannon team.
Oh, yes.
Which is...
Sounds like a can of WD-40. I mean,
I'm not sure it's like the canon name of this unit.
Can I just say first how stupid it is that we have snow commandos for the rebels, but on this gun team, but no actual snow commandos?
Yes,
but,
you've commented. Yeah.
Thank you.
That,
how dumb that looks on the table.
I will be buying another box of rebels to just like make them not be snow rebels and have it be on another planet.
It just doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't. It's super frustrating that, well, first of all, you guys have snowtroopers now, and we have no snowtroops at all yet. Like, I wish it was just a little bit of coherency between, like, what the Rebels are getting and what the Imperials are getting.
This is by far the least excited unit
I think
I have.
Really? I'm excited about the actual unit.
I'm forward to this guy.
To me, the bigger problem about it is the fact that they're, obviously, they're catering to the units and the themes as we saw them in the movies, right?
Yeah.
Again, we've got scout troopers coming up and things like that that are specifically, you know, designed from, you know, the scout troopers from...
Specifically the coolest models that they're releasing right now?
Right.
Yeah, that's what
I
thought you were going to say.
But I'm saying they're modeled exactly as we saw them in Return of the Jedi, right?
Yeah.
Even though that's not necessarily how you'd always have seen them, right? The commandos for the Rebels look... exactly like they did, you know. They're theming it after the movies, and the, you know, rather than something else, right? So the only time we saw this unit was in the Battle of Hoth. So clearly, it's going to be modeled like it's on Hoth, and you know,
yeah. I'll make mine not be on Hoth.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, they didn't have to do it that way.
Right.
But that's what people are familiar with, which is why they made it look that way.
Right. No, and I get it. I'd be fine with it if they're like, hey, here are the Rebels from Hoth. Like, if we just got another box that was the Hoth Rebels.
No, I understand what
or
you're
some
saying.
Anything that just tied it
right. back. Instead of getting the fleet troopers, you got the your Hoth troopers.
Right.
Or
essentially the equivalent to snow troopers. But I get where they're going, where things balance out. Like, the fleet troopers do a pretty good job of balancing against snow troopers. But it's just kind of like, I wish they would have picked... coinciding units.
Right. You want the themes to be able to fit.
Well, I feel like right now they're trying to show us the breadth of the product line.
Yeah.
They're giving us one of each type of unit you're going to get eventually.
Agreed.
Yeah. So this doesn't make sense at all in any way, shape, or form, but they're like, oh, yeah, you're also going to get gun emplacements.
Right. That's long term, there's all these, hey, you're going to get these, you know, elite guys that have command cards but are not commanders. Like, I see them going, you're right, they're going through, oh, that's so much better. Sorry, the furnace was on and it was driving me crazy. Turned it off again, so it might get hot in here. But yes, like they're showing you their whole hand, hopefully. Like, I don't know if they actually are, like, or if we're just going to see some of it for now, or if, you know, we'll probably see other stuff in the future.
We're going to see more stuff.
They're going to start thinking of crazy stuff.
We've already talked about this club a bunch of times, because people keep saying, like, oh, when are they going to get, you know, the Clone Wars? When are we going to get the new stuff? And me and Ian were talking about this last Thursday. And you're going to get, if it's anything like all the other Fantasy Flight stuff, it's going to be a new core box 5 years from now, 3 years from now,
I don't think it'll be 5 years, but
you're
going to
get
two or three years.
You're going to get a core box. It's going to be Finn or Rey and Kylo plus troopers on both sides by the core box. We'll have the same damn discussion about getting two of them again. And it's going to be episode two all over.
Yeah. Okay.
But
interesting question to me is whether or not they're going to do like they're doing for their 2.0 and X-Wing, which is actually make them different factions. So we'll stop having an Empire and Rebels.
I would do it that way.
We might actually have more factions,
which
would be really cool.
I think they've learned that from the X-Wing 2.0 conversion of
switching that over. That because if you just have two sides, it's boring.
Yeah.
You want to have, especially if you ever get to a tournament scene, like if we ever get big enough to have a tournament.
Yep.
Like it would be fun. It would be more fun to have five or six kind of different factions showing up in the
event
rather than just it's always
two or three.
It would be really boring to go to, you know, something like a bolt action tournament or whatever, and it's everyone's Germans and everyone's Americans, and that's it.
So you mean kind of like Snafu last year, where there's like everybody was Germans?
Something like that. We don't want that, is what I'm trying to say. It would be. It's more interesting when you have, you know, there's a good and there's an evil, but there's different varieties. And it shakes it up, too. So I could, you know, if you're running the first order, if you ever paint, maybe that'll get you excited to paint models.
There you go.
When 2 years from now, you'll be like, oh, finally.
The kids might be old enough to want to paint it at that point.
That is
like,
true.
That are into
true.
That, like, into that trilogy, right?
Yeah.
I know that they've come out and basically said, I don't remember where they said this, they're focusing on the original trilogy for the known term.
Like, well, the second that they're ready and they're we're looking for something to breathe more life into the game.
Yeah.
That's going to be it.
Yeah. They definitely did that last one. So.
Oh, yeah.
And do you think if they do that, are they going to go with the First Order and the, not Rebellion, Resistance, or do you think they're going to dip back into the Clone Wars and do...
I think they'd be more likely to go First Order and Resistance first because it's a more... Because it's a current property that's being developed, they'd be able to coincide releases with, you know, the next movie and whatever else is going on to try and draw people who are already getting excited about the movie. Hey, here's this, you know, game that's about the movie. Sweet, I'm gonna go check this out.
Well, at the same time, though, like let's say that happens 2 years from now,
right?
3 years from now, like we're gonna be done with episode 9.
No,
it'd be over. Like that trilogy
of the podcast, well, or
no. at this
maybe,
pace,
yeah,
probably
maybe
like
we'll be
that.
On episode
no,
nine by then.
But that's where, like question. I said, if so, episode 9 comes out December of next year.
Yeah,
right.
That sounds right. Yeah.
So then, if they were planning to release,
it would be around then.
You know, in that, you know, that'd be about 2 years after this initial release.
Mm-hmm.
That's 3 months after episode 9 came out, hey, look, now you can play First Order Resistance and, you know, kind of play off of the hopeful hype that will come from the next movie.
Who are we kidding? We're still going to buy this shit.
Hopefully by then they'll actually have some more examples of ground troops for both sides.
I'm sure they will have. Yeah.
There will be Ewoks and...
And hopefully by then we'll have four painted armies that we can start playing with. That'd be fantastic.
Not four each. Just
no,
right.
I'll have two and you'll have two.
Yeah. Well, I'll say this. If there is a tournament that I'm going to that requires painting, I will paint an army the night before. I've done that like 2 or 3 times already.
Yeah, no.
Eric, you represent everything I hate about wargaming.
Absolutely
about everything.
X-Wing,
you're terrible at it. Yeah. Your models look like dump. Like, come on, man.
No,
you can paint pretty decent.
You're really good looking fins.
Yeah.
Okay, great. For another game, it looks fantastic. Maybe next time we'll do that. We'll do the Empire against the Finnish. We'll see who wins that one.
Yeah.
So I still think that, again, to go back to the point, I think they're way more likely to play off of the new movies than the prequel trilogies. They've already got, I think anybody that's fans or, you know, whatever, of the prequels is enough of a fan of the original trilogy that this is already bringing them in. Well,
definitely.
I agree with the idea that over the long term of the game, expanding into the trilogy will give the game more life and offer more opportunities and more variability, which would be really cool.
I think it all comes down to the success of the game, though.
Right.
Like, that's really going to be it.
But I don't see them needing to expand in that direction until the game is bigger.
If this game's as successful as X-Wing, which I don't get that vibe right now,
I think it's going to be hard for it to get as big as X-Wing.
Yeah.
Because of the requirement for painting.
Well, it's a requirement for painting, size of the board. Like,
yeah.
I think there's a lot more variance. I just don't think it's the
so
terrain.
Where do you think this settles in then? Like, we're in the grand breadth of gaming, you know, what we do in our free time.
Somewhere between X-Wing and Rune Wars.
Well,
that's
kind of hard to tell. I have no clue what Rune Wars is.
Oh, that's the other miniature game from Fantasy Flight Games.
Yeah,
that's like their tease into like, oh, what is painting miniatures
like? Do you think it settles into the Armada space where it has a giant fan base that's excited, but it's not as widespread as I would say an X-Wing?
I could definitely see it falling into that category.
Yeah.
Partially because I've talked to several people who originally, when it came out, they bought into it. And they're like, oh, gung-ho, like, all right, let's play this. And they played some games. And they realized that, while us as miniature wargamers have a lot of experience, we know how long they take. We're okay with this.
Yep.
A lot of people, they just, they don't want to spend the hour, 2 hours, or maybe even 3 hours if the game runs long. They're much happier with an X-Wing game that's playing 30 minutes, 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Or a board game that's 30 minutes, 45 minutes.
I'll give you that. There's definitely a... X-Wing is definitely a quicker experience, which is, I think, why it burnt out quick for me. Like, when it first came out, it was exciting. I was like, this looks beautiful. And then after a while, you're like, okay, I've done all of this.
Yeah.
And at some point, the expansions just... I don't know what 2.0 is. I'm already out at this point. I got enough commitments in other games.
It was kind of a... Not to be a Debbie Downer, but I'm kind of let down by it, I think, actually.
Really?
Yeah, it sounds like there aren't enough cards to actually do what you want.
Yeah, that's the frustration, is if you did any of the TIE Swarms specifically.
Yeah.
I looked through I watched an unboxing of it. Like, you get 4.
I
have like 12 of them if I was playing a certain list, or there's at least 8 TIEs when you had the TIE Swarms started up.
Right.
So I'm not paying $120 for cardboard.
No.
To play a game
literally cards, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
I agree with you there.
Well, thankfully, this is a podcast about Legion.
So,
I think it's an important question, though.
Very true.
I imagine it might have. I'm just looking at numbers to try and figure out what is going on with it. The subreddit on Reddit, of course, that would make sense. Yes. That's not how do you say that?
Look at this guy.
The
Legion subreddit has 4,000 subscribers already. I mean, it's 5 months in, so it's not
good.
It's not
and most of the stuff sells out on Amazon.
Like
just
quick.
Immediately.
Yeah.
And I have to wait like 3 weeks. I mean, that's a good sign.
Especially those card sleeves.
Hey, they're back on. They're $9 now.
Oh, they're back. Somebody did.
They're still more than I'd want to pay. But
yeah.
But,
well, they got the Amazon Prime sale thing going on now. So
yeah, Prime Day is
tomorrow. I'm guessing that's not going to be in the Prime
we
deal.
We just dated ourselves for this episode.
That
Prime
is very
Day
true.
Is tomorrow, which means I'm going to work about 20% of the day.
We're not sponsored by Amazon, just FYI. Sorry.
No, we just buy everything on there.
Now, if Amazon would like to sponsor us, I think we could work something out.
They could own us, I guess. Sure. Now, I'm pretty sure that would conflict with my day job, so that won't work so well. Anyway, back to the whatever the hell numbers, letters,
FD laser cannon.
Yeah. I will remember that all the time.
Never. I'm probably just gonna call it the laser cannon.
Yeah. How about my laser cannon? Can you shoot my laser cannon?
Your laser cannon.
Jesus. Now, I do like the fact that we all call the e-web the e-web.
Yeah.
Sure. Well, that makes sense, and it's easy to remember. It's like the internet. Like, it's the e-web. Okay, got it. But this one's like a bunch of random numbers and letters and stuff. Like,
the only
did
thing,
you stick a niner in there?
I'm telling you, the only thing I'm less excited about when it comes to these two mounted weapons is the fact that they're releasing the bases. Who cares? And the barricades.
The
barricade expansion? Really? Like, really? Like, I don't have enough of those?
We already told you to buy 2 core boxes. You got more than enough barricades.
Oh, yes.
I wonder if this is for. I wonder if this is for the people that are playing with... what's the other game that has similar models? You have a bunch of stuff
Imperial
for it. There we go. Like, oh, we got an assault models, and you need barricades for some reason. I don't know why you need
if
barricades.
If anybody listening to this needs barricades, contact Thermal Exhaust Party. There's so many damn barricades.
Yes.
I
guess I can kind of see that, like, the people who decide not to buy the starter boxes early on, and oops, they're out, so they're just buying the models, maybe pick some up, but at that point, you should have better terrain.
Out of curiosity, how would you get all the tokens you need?
Yeah, it's a good. You need the starter.
You buy literally. I guess you could buy everything outside of the box.
Right.
Yeah.
Because I guess everything comes with tokens, but that would be silly to buy like.
I agree.
If you were just starting the game and you wanted to make an exclusively Snow Trooper army,
that would work. Yep.
You might have reason to need to buy the barricades
long
separately.
Term. Well. Nobody needs to buy the barricades. You don't need to have the barricades. I mean, you should absolutely have 3 sets of barricades. I've got being corrected. Fantasy Flight just came in and told me you need to buy 3 sets of barricades.
Now, I can see why you want to buy some extra barricades. I just thought of it. There's a lot of people who like to make display boards when their models are up there. And so they buy some barricades to set those up in the display board so they don't have to move their own barricades off.
The only reason I would buy barricades is to throw them at you too for not painting your fucking arms. Otherwise, I don't need barricades anymore. We don't even use them anymore. Like, we use the terrain.
I will.
I say we pulled out the barricades
when we remember them. I will say I will probably have some on my what planet? I don't remember what planet. My lava planet board.
Mustafar.
There we go.
Star Wars fan are you?
I couldn't remember it off the top of my head. I knew what it was. But this yes, guy. I will this put guy. This guy. I'm the least Star Wars of us, I'm sure, probably.
Yeah, that's probably true.
I don't have any tattoos or anything of it.
I don't think any of us do.
Oh, you all do, I'm sure. No. In secret spots I don't want to know about.
Like our thermal exhaust port?
Yeah. It's just the Imperial symbol. I hear that hurts to get that tattooed, but
I would assume it would. Yes.
All right. So what else do we have?
So yeah. So the E-Web that okay. We got some guns.
Do we want to talk about them at all?
We don't need to go into that.
Well, people can read the cards, but yeah. What do we think about them? I mean, I'm kind of excited for the idea of having some gun platforms. I already have one.
It's got legs.
Yeah. Right. That's the thing I have with is you guys already have a pretty awesome gun platform. That moves.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah. Does the E-Web move? The E-Web moves, doesn't it?
Yeah, the E-Web does move. Oh, it's very slowly, and you can only move or shoot.
Right. It's cumbersome, but that's fine. Right. I don't.
Just like the rocket launchers.
I will say, I actually am kind of looking forward to the, what I'm just going to call the Hoth laser turret.
Yep. That's probably the right thing to call it.
But partially because I've always been a little partial to like tanks and artillery when it comes to miniature games. So the thing that can just kind of sit there with a long range and just shoot the crap out of everything. Kind of appeals to me.
I like it, but scenario is going to really be a bugger with that.
I really feel like, I mean, we're both bolt action players.
Yeah,
like a lot. Like I feel like this is going to do the machine gun thing in bolt action. Where you're just like, I got six rounds.
Yeah,
and I can't move and shoot with this thing. So right. Like unless I deploy it perfectly, I'm going to waste half the game just moving this thing to fire it, and it just makes it the points just not worth it at that point.
My concern too. Certain scenarios, it's absolutely great if you know you can pick a scenario where you're going to force them to come across the table.
If this game develops to the point where you have defensive missions, you know, other game systems absolutely have missions.
So you're talking like attacker defender, where it's not exactly equal.
There are no attacker defender scenarios.
Not yet.
I mean, do remember that the laser cannon has up to range 4. So almost every scenario, I mean, you could put it in your deployment zone in a position where you can cover most of the,
I think at this point with the game, you're putting it in, this is really good to have in those missions where you have to get into your opponent's deployment, whatever that mission's called.
Breakthrough or whatever it is.
The ones where you have to get to the middle of the board,
you can cover an objective with it.
This is
going
to have more than enough range to easily cover two.
Yeah, if you're playing on a table that doesn't have a lot of terrain. But if you're in a dense terrain table, which is what we're trying to aim for because it makes the game more fun, in my opinion, I don't like firing lanes that are giant wastelands.
It's still good against an ATST.
Yeah.
I
mean, it will still light up an ATST.
True.
Yeah.
And it's one thing that they're going to have to shoot their ATST at,
What's the point on it? Do you get the points on it?
It is 70 points.
So it's less than a squad. I'd rather have a squad.
Yeah. It's more than a squad, technically, but without any special weapons.
Sorry, my bad.
I mean, how many dice? What's the dice on it?
5 black on the main cannon before any of the like specials. It's got impact 2. It does have a crit attack surge. So
okay, that's crit to
not
crit,
a crit
to hits,
just to hits.
So it's not even good against the ATST.
I don't want it. I mean, it's got a place. I'll probably buy it because I'm dumb.
You know, it's actually very good against troops. 5 blacks against troops is great.
But there's the what's the generator or whatever that it has? Let's see.
I just don't like units. I don't like units where I can't move and shoot at the same time.
Well, and again, like I said, I still think scenarios that we've seen right now don't let it.
Yeah. A defensive mission,
For an extra 10, you give it another black dice and another impact. So that makes it 6 black and impact 3. For 80 points.
That's not awful.
No. Yeah.
It gets two actions. Can it aim then?
It could aim, yeah. So it could aim and then fire.
So
it's also got Sentinel, which gives it standby range as 1 to 3.
Right.
If you are, if they're coming across the table.
Yeah. If you're like, I got an objective in the middle, I've got the laser pointed right at
you. You're not in range yet, but I know you're going to want to come in. I can aim and stand
by. You're about to take
I'm not saying it doesn't have any use.
Yeah.
It definitely has a use. And we can absolutely, in certain scenarios, it could be a bugger to deal with. It just, where I could use that points, I would rather have other things.
It's a unit and a half almost.
And, yeah. That's my problem with it too, is I question whether or not you're going to, because it's immobile, are you going to be able to get the same value out of it that you can get out of a unit?
I can't run it across the table and capture an objective.
And to be fair, for 85 points, you get an ATRT that has armor and has 5 black dice as well. Yeah. Like there's no...
And can move across the field.
And it can move. And
it can pair speeder bikes for that.
Can claim objectives and can win victory. Yeah. Can get into deployment zones when you need to.
Does it say? Can you tell which part of the force organization chart it takes up? It's like special or.
It's the whatever the heavy. It's the heavy weapon one or whatever. It's the.
It's a heavy weapon
or something.
It's the one with the triangles underneath in the
bottom. No, no.
Oh, it's so
just,
support.
It's just the two blocks. I guess I don't remember what they're all called now.
I think that's a support.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
Yeah, that's support.
So it takes the same spot as an ATRT.
Right, so it's the same slot as an ATRT, and okay,
it's fine.
I'm not sold on it yet. I think we have to see it. I mean, from a like you said before, the thematics of it, I guess, cool. If I can make a whole Hoth army, but I'm not making a Hoth army right now.
Well, and again, we don't know. We only know the two of the upgrade cards that are going to come with it. There could be something else that might come with it.
Sure. I mean, because you said that was a 10-point card?
Yeah.
Sometimes there's like a 15-point card that can be better.
Well, there is a second. So there's two that we know about. There's the overcharge, and then there's also the barrage generator. So that one adds 2 white dice and adds the suppressive keyword. Still 10 points.
Ooh. How many can it take? Just one?
Just one.
Yeah.
You can have one or the other.
So that one,
suppressive
is kind of interesting on that, because if it's going to go after troops anyway, that's actually kind of unique.
Right.
But, all right, anyway, we beat the hell out of that one. So E-Web is the other one. I don't know if we want
to
do it.
I don't care. We don't need to go into that.
Moving
we're
right
not going into the specifics. We can review the stats and everything.
Yeah, no, I just like general thoughts. I mean, I think I like it just from a standpoint it can move, but that's, other than that, I really
don't care.
Again,
it's the move and shoot thing where I'm like, damn it.
Move or shoot? Yeah, I get to have both. Yeah, I'm with you on that one. But I guess I'll take the fact that I can at least move it. If you need to adjust it, you can, whereas the Rebel one, you can't.
I do remember it's only speed 1, but you can still move it.
Speed 1 is considerably faster than you'd think.
Yeah.
It's not that slow.
The other thing I was going to say is that I could see the E-Web or the other cannon potentially have value too, if we get commanders or other units that can allow the other units to fire, right?
Yeah. Oh, sure.
Right, so if I could, you know, spend my action to let the, you know, so I can move the E-Web, and then I have a commander that'll spend an action later, you know,
to like
a
Veers
or somebody to say, hey, go take your shot now or something like that, right? Again, another support commander or something like that.
Yeah, okay. I mean, that would work totally. Okay. All right, what's next? We're done with the gun platforms.
All right, what else do we have announced here? We've got
Boba Fett. Did we talk about Boba Fett?
We talked about a little bit, but not much.
I would just like to say how dope all of these Imperial announcements have been. Like, they're so good. I'm so happy I didn't do the Rebels because they're so lame.
I'm sad I did the Rebels because I'm like, and wait, where's my freaking Boba Fett?
You're not excited about Solo?
No, he's got a 0 pip, dude. He's amazing. Yeah. He's going to be awesome, and I will play the shit out of him. But
so you lose that card.
I guess Kevin
ate it on the table. Just, what are you doing, Kevin? I'm eating your card.
Well, I think I'm in the minority that I actually like the Rebel Commandos more than the Scout Troopers.
Sure, but we haven't gotten them yet. Like,
true.
And they just announced the freaking Emperor.
Oh yeah,
and his freaking royal guard. Then they look incredible.
Oh yeah,
I will say the Emperor does look really cool. The royal guard really don't do much for me though.
I'm sorry.
The fact that
you are now off the podcast.
Those things are great.
I was gonna say.
Actually, there was a Reddit post on this about how somebody was like, "Is it just me or are these really boring poses?" And they're like, "It's just you."
Yeah, these are awesome.
Like, okay, and then it was like a picture of a guy upside down, like doing a backflip, and they're like, "What OP wants?" It's really straight up ninja pose. That's it was really great. That was so funny.
Personally, I'm just waiting for the Wookiee Warriors.
Well, we're
gonna
see.
I want to see
Chewbacca's. Wookiees. Chewbacca's got to be next.
He has to be the counter
to. Yeah, he's the counter to Boba.
Has to be.
Well, we got Han. The next logical choice is
yeah.
Give us the damn Wookiee.
Yeah. Yeah.
Come on.
And honestly, I'm actually a little surprised the Emperor came out as soon as he did, because I thought they were going to wait for him.
I thought they would wait on him too, no doubt. Well, that's because they got fucking Darth Maul in their back pocket still somewhere.
Yeah. Eric, just so you know, though, if the Wookiees come out, there isn't going to be some sort of kill switch rule that's let the Wookiees win. So that's the only way you can win an army.
Like, no, it's a pipe dream. They're gonna have the battle chess card that says let the Wookiee win.
It's gonna 100% be a card. It's just what's it gonna be?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, so one of the things that I think is crazy about the Royal Guard, and part of why I think that they could be broken with any commander, is the Guardian too.
Oh, they get Guardian 2. Oh, no. That's
You
really...
have four of them.
Yeah. We also talk about how they take two wounds to kill.
They all take two wounds to kill?
Yes.
Wait, so how... Wait, what is Guardian do again?
So that's the one where unit within range one, you can take the hits for them.
Right.
Right? So... But they still get to roll their red defense dice against it.
Sure.
So...
You effectively kill them twice.
So if you have a squad of four of them that follow... Vader.
Sure.
He's got eight more wounds you have to get
through.
Well,
right. I mean, yeah, I get that.
Like
these are 100% the units you bring in to take an objective and then just sit on it and you go, come at me, bro.
Sure.
I cannot wait to get my hands on these guys.
I could see them being, I mean, they look amazing and they're going to be fun. Thankfully, they are not core, so.
Yeah, ooh. Actually,
they're elite.
They aren't. But if you take the Emperor, you get one that doesn't count against the...
she gets a slot?
Yes.
Oh,
okay. It doesn't count against the slot. Yeah. You can have three of them with the
Emperor.
You still
pay the points, though, right?
Yes.
You know, they're not free.
Yeah, they're not free, but they don't take up the command list slot.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah. I will have to make a confession.
Bullshit.
I never actually looked too hard at the Imperial Royal Guard's actual cards and stuff. I'm like, melee, I want shooting. So I... They're not too bad.
Hasn't won a game.
There may be reason for that.
They're gross.
No, I am marveling at how awesome these Imperial announcements are. There hasn't been one I'm like, meh.
All
of them.
They
awesome.
Seemingly
yeah.
more synergetic. Like, okay, you got an AT-ST. Hey, here's Veers to
Fantastic.
Pump up your AT-ST.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey, you want the Emperor? Okay, we'll give you the Emperor. Hey, by the way, here's the Royal Guard to go with them. Like, what the hell have the Imperials got?
So
the Rebels got?
Do you honestly think there's a balancing issue at this point in the game?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
I think there's the imbalance. Like, there's an imbalance in the Force. You get where I'm going with this? When they announce two things for the Imperials and then they don't announce anything for the Rebels.
Yeah.
Who the hell knows? Personally, I get kind of peeved. Because I'm like, where's my shit? Like, I want my stuff now. Like, well, they just got all these cool things. Why didn't I get nothing?
Yeah, but what do you... Okay, let me ask you two this. Eric.
Yes. Yes.
And Rick. You guys are the rebel scum.
Mm-hmm.
Kurt.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you guys want? Because we're getting everything we want.
But that's a problem.
They just said they want Chewbacca.
Okay,
you want Chewbacca?
Is your dream? Okay, let's look into the future. It's 2019. It's the Christmas of 2019. What... do you guys have on your table at that point?
A bunch of cardboard cutouts of little figures that they... No.
Terrible joke.
Yeah. Nobody got it.
No one's old enough to get that reference.
You're right. Only me. Go watch Toys We Grew Up With, Star Wars Edition.
Anyway,
you know why. That's,
yeah.
That's all I need to leave it at that.
Personally, I actually want to see some type of tank. Something equal to the AT-ST, but in the Rebels.
I think the Airspeeder was supposed to be that.
Yeah, the Airspeeder was supposed to be
It was supposed to be, but I... It feels a different.
Okay, what's
they're
the
definitely
model?
Different.
Then?
I don't. Do they have a model like that? I don't think
they'd have to dip back into like the Clone Wars era.
So let's look original
kinda like
trilogy,
kind of like
right.
the AT-RT.
Yeah. I want to see some mother flipping Ewoks. I still want to see Ewoks. I know nobody else wants to see Ewoks.
No,
I want to see Ewoks.
I want to see Ewoks too. After playing some Battlefront 2 with the Ewok Assault.
Yeah, that really changed a lot of opinions on that.
Yeah.
Yeah, did it? Okay.
Oh, those fuckers are scary.
Terrifying.
Oh, God.
Were they like eating people?
Yeah.
And, oh, awesome. All right.
Just the worst. It was like critters. It was the worst thing
ever. It was terrifying.
These little fluffy things
became
just critters.
Did they all come together
critters.
And become
That's
one big
point.
Thing?
It's like a survival game.
Yes.
The troopers are trying to just wait for a dropship. And all these things in the dark. And you have a timed light at the end of your blaster, where you're like, and you hear these like skittering around all over the place. Yeah. It's the worst.
As the three of you guys are all walking around, and all of a sudden the Ewok drops from the trees, hits you in the head, kills you, and starts attacking the other guys.
So you're telling me you get to shoot Ewoks? That's why everyone liked it.
You know how hard it is to shoot those little bastards?
it's not easy.
You're not have the biggest blast
radius. This is intriguing me, but
I was
going
to say, they'll come with innate dodge and...
Yeah. I don't know. I'm all for it. Yeah. Well, okay.
So you want Ewoks? What else do you got?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Chewbacca's obvious. That one's obvious. But I don't... That's the problem is I don't know that they have anything that's really standout comparatively.
Not even a Lando. They didn't even bring Lando.
Oh, I suppose Lando. Oh, yeah.
Why are these guys? Prisoner Leia.
We're not going to see another Leia for a while.
No.
I'm being realistic, too. Yeah. So.
But going with stuff, not like character name, character stuff, like what we'd be interested in, I think they can do something with different alien groups, like Mon Calamari or Wookiees.
Both and Spies.
Yes.
Tauntauns.
Tauntaun Cavalry.
Tauntaun would be pretty cool. Actually, that would be pretty sweet.
Yeah. I'd go for Tauntaun.
That might get me in the Rebels. That would be pretty sweet.
That would be pretty good. Well,
I might have to make a Hoth army if I had Tauntauns available.
There's just a card called Lukewarm. I don't know what it does. But it's just it brings a wound back or something stupid or a supporting unit. Oh, that'd be great. What else could you have? Do you think we're going to get to, like, ships? Do you think we're going to have fires?
X-Wings?
Yeah.
We're close with the airspeeder. I don't see that it's out of the realm of possibility, but
I think they're going to try and steer clear of the starfighters.
Yeah.
If it flies and fights in space,
like a cloud
car,
going
to be
in. Think we'll get a cloud car.
Maybe
that'd be dope.
A little transport.
Lando has little cloud cars. I'd get those things. That'd be great.
The cloud cars I could see.
That'd be sweet.
Those I mean, they're not
the T-16 Skyhopper. You think you're going to get that?
No. What would
that's
we do with
closer
that?
If it's all atmosphere-based ships, that's
yeah.
stuff you could get.
That's what
captured
you expect.
ATST.
I wouldn't be shocked if they did that.
If the when the Ewoks come, they got
with Chewbacca. That'll be. I wouldn't be surprised if that's your
some spinoff.
Your release.
Spin-off
model, like flip over. I think he's going to be the
Chewbacca
counter to
with
Boba.
The
I really honestly think he's got to be.
Yeah, some type of really heavy.
Yeah, because he's not a commander.
Okay,
no,
so
he's a supporter.
So then let's okay. So he's the so Chewbacca is the counter, the opposite to Boba, right? Is what you're saying. So then even though Fett's being released alongside Solo, so
such a
I
cool
think
model.
That's really what he's the counter to. But anyway, so then you've got Emperor and the Royal Guard. What do you see the Rebels getting as their equivalent?
If I look into some of the other games, like specifically some of the mobile games, they have what are called like the Honor Guard. They're a melee-based guard that's kind of like what the Imperial Guard does.
Just give us a unit of Jedi.
But again, we're sticking original
trilogy.
Yeah,
you're not
going to
be like,
that's why
oh,
I think,
suppose.
I,
yeah,
think I honestly think that you're... So again, I think Solo is the release opposite Fett.
Yeah.
Right?
Is he, though?
Yeah.
I mean, Solo's because
they're both coming out with the commandos, right?
Is he a commander?
And now
they are.
Yeah.
Solo is a commander, but that doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean they can't be counter to each other.
I think they're designed to be their
countering.
Do you guys want Yoda or Obi-Wan first?
Yeah, I think you're right because Han's abilities I think play very well against Boba's.
Yep. Right.
Yes. Right. Because you're like, no, put Boba back. You don't get Boba this turn.
So,
sorry, man.
So I think my big thought is that, like you said, Chewie's the next big main character that you could release. And while he's not, maybe doesn't have quite the gravitas that the Emperor does, what do you release with Chewie that's original trilogy?
You got the droids still?
Ewoks. Yeah.
You've got the...
It's Chewie and Ewoks,
the
right?
Jabba's little skiff things? Those could be vehicles.
Sure.
They could be, but...
I'm just naming Star Wars stuff since you guys already forgot everything.
No, I'm trying to keep it to original trilogy. That's the tricky part because there isn't a lot of vehicles in the original trilogy to speak of. There's the stormtroopers on those giant lizards. I don't remember what those are called.
Dewbacks.
The Dewbacks. Mm-hmm.
The Dewbacks.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I think you'll definitely see those for sure.
Yep. I think those. Well, cowboys. I think we've seen them. They're already in Imperial Assault.
Well, Imperial Assault.
There's a lot of things in Imperial Assault that we
haven't seen. There's Rancors. We could have Rancors eventually.
Sure. Nexus.
The thing is, though, with a Rancor, would that be just... The question is, with a Rancor, would it be something similar to, like, what they're doing with... what are those called? The thing that just came out with the new cards. Moisture Evaporator.
Terrain
piece. Where it's like
terrain piece.
Well, it's not technical.
Like an environmental effect.
It's a monster on the. Yeah.
It's not a bad idea. That actually would be way better because I don't like the idea of even if the Imperials.
You shouldn't be able to control
Rancor.
It, but to have it Rancor
right.
on the table,
that
that's
would be
like
awesome. Well,
an AI that
and just
moves
the fact
around.
That they would be releasing a Rancor that's you know as big as that AT-ST.
Oh yes.
Oh yeah. There goes $100 right there.
Yep.
No question.
I don't know. They've been keeping things very reasonably priced, to be honest. That's
that Rancor would be...
Would it be expensive?
It would happen, because they could do that with the ATSD, because there isn't as much plastic.
Sure, it's like all super legs and
yeah.
legs and a head. That's about
it's very,
it.
Very legsy.
Yeah. Lots
so,
of leg.
So, Kevin, to answer yeah. your earlier question yeah. about who you'd want to see first, I'm an Obi-Wan fan all the way.
Yeah, yeah. I was thinking the same thing. But
I mean... Yoda's awesome and everything, but
I think the
especially in a game term, yeah. right? And especially original trilogy game term.
Obi-Wan would be dope.
Obi-Wan would be awesome, so and cool. Yoda so just... I'll be honest, that to me, that was kind of one of the disappointing things. Yoda to me isn't a fighter.
No. It was, the second he pulled the lightsaber out, it was ruined.
Right. Like,
it was
he's
a terrible idea.
He's the, like, I'm so powerful, I don't have to
well,
fight
but I don't,
you.
I don't
so
think
I'm
the
not
Emperor...
Going to.
Which, is what which is what Luke should have done
so,
in the
but
last Jedi.
That's
the
weird thing
that's
where...
Question,
yeah, that's yeah. Let's not go there. But, so, to go to that step, well, yeah. since this is the conversation we're having now,
yeah.
is what do you think the answer is to the Emperor?
It's Yoda.
It's Yoda.
Yeah. It's Yoda.
Okay, I think we've agreed that it's Yoda. Yeah, it's Yoda. We don't think it's going to be
with
Obi-Wan.
The cane.
Yeah, it's
cane Yoda.
Right, because I mean, the Emperor didn't use a lightsaber either. So
until those prequel
well, movies. Well, yeah. Well, yeah,
original
well,
trilogy.
Yeah. Yeah.
So dumb. Oh God.
But that being said,
it's treason then.
Ridiculous. Jeez. Don't get me started. We're going to rant about these movies.
Yeah, yeah. yeah we could.
We're going to alienate the whole three people that listen to the podcast.
Well, I love those movies, you dicks. Unsubscribe.
Crap, they're just like half
that
one.
Was my favorite scene.
Now we're making fun of them even more. This is great, guys. Good job.
This is great.
All right. Okay, well, so we
that's
love...
the best you guys can come up with.
I can't think of anything that's really...
Okay.
I want...
Hey, what do you want?
What do you want?
Well, I was going to say, if my follow-up question then yeah. is if, so you think Yoda then is the answer,
has
Kevin,
to be.
Right? Okay. Yeah. So what unit do you release with Yoda to,
Minoc.
To counter? Minoc.
They just attach to the vehicles and suck. They're like ion tokens, instant ion tokens.
I'm all for this.
That's awesome.
Yep.
Just to get like 4 ion tokens a game.
Just fly the Minoc up to the AT-ST and just takes it out immediately. I'm like, what the F, guys?
If you don't kill them all, they just commit to that.
Minoc would be
you
awesome.
Know, that actually would be kind of a... I'm back to... See, I like the Minoc, but yep. I like that better as another, again, terrain variant,
yeah,
like the Rancor.
Condition,
where, like,
yeah.
It's on the, like, table, and if you try and move into where the objectives are, the Minoc are going to come attached
well,
to your vehicle.
Well, it's just an environmental condition, right?
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
just like, yeah. You,
see, that's what I mean. Like,
if your vehicle... It just it screws vehicles in that one scenario.
If we start talking about terrain tables, like, did you look at that cigar box Kickstarter that the guys were talking about?
Yes.
Did you pledge?
No, I haven't yet.
It ends today, so we're kind of screwed if we decide not to.
Oh,
but they had a swamp map.
Yeah.
That's one of their new ones. I looked at it, I was like, Dagobah. Oh, man, a Dagobah would be pretty dope. Like, you could make some really cool, like, a trash compactor. Imagine a trash compactor table. And, like, characters can get sucked underneath, and then you got to pull them out, otherwise, I don't know, let me go, it disappeared. Like,
that's
awesome.
That's what I need. I need a Dianaga.
Wait, yeah. No, that'd be awesome. Just sorry if you can't see my fingers doing the little eyeball thing that I did in the trash can.
But that's what I mean. Like, we can make.
I like how you said, "If you can't see my finger."
Well, there are three people that can see my finger.
True. It's kind of scary if some of the people listening to this right now.
Well, the seals. Yeah, someone can look through the tiny little window over there. I suppose if they wanted to.
Yeah, or hidden cameras.
There's some creative ideas though. We can make some way cooler tables than just another damn desert
table. Actually, you know
table.
What's cool about that is that, like in other tournament games that we've played before, or things we've seen, where like the last tournament that I went and watched, I didn't get to play in. Every table had its own scenario. You could have every
the number of terrain tables you could make for a tournament.
Right. You could have three separate environmental cards for that table that they get to pick and choose from. They can like help make their scenario on that table. Like that'd be cool, even if
like that. Yeah.
Even if like everyone's playing Breakthrough with this deployment zone, you have an environmental condition. You actually have more variables like, that you can play with.
Imagine a table. Okay, hypothetical. A table at a tournament where you have to go take the objectives that happen to be in a rancor nest. Oh. Like, imagine the chaos that would come from something like that. That would be, like, there's so much more thematic stuff you could make for terrain tables.
That would be awesome. There's a lot of stuff.
That I'm hoping we see more than just moisture evaporators in the future.
It's just the easy place to start. It's the easy stuff, right?
Yeah, this was the dip the toe in to test the water.
Oh, and if they had it at the club on Thursday, I would have bought it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Well, and if it's there on Thursday, I'm definitely going to buy it.
Yeah, considering that apparently what it looks like, I was looking at the cards online.
Yeah.
It's a minefield.
Oh, so it's like the one of the environmental conditions is a minefield.
You mean shopping for Legion or just in the game expansion? Because it's a minefield for my wallet every time we go into see new expansions.
A little column.
Every single time that they've announced stuff, I'm like, yeah.
Like, oh, crap.
Yep.
Yeah. Apparently, I'm fighting with my wife with the thermostat, so like I keep changing it on my phone, and she keeps and goes and dialing it back down again.
That's the noise that's the least annoying in this entire podcast, is that hum in the background.
Just my voice is enough to, yeah.
So they also announced the, this mats? The Legion mats?
They announced them just recently?
Those were in April, but we haven't talked about them, though. Like, they're all 3x3s, you gotta buy two of them, I don't like that.
Ho-hum. That's my biggest beef with them is they're 3x3.
I can get a 4x6 and just cut a 6 inches off
of
both sides.
There are manufacturers making 3x6s now. I bought a 3x6. I have a 3x6 sitting right over here of the lava board.
Oh, awesome.
Oh, I can see it.
No, you can't. Because I don't know where the fuck it is. I think it's in the background.
To the listeners, there is a somewhere over there where I can't see, but Rick can point to.
It's behind that wall over there.
Oh, that wall. Okay. Yeah.
I'll show you.
X-ray vision.
I'll show you.
It makes sense why they're printing these, because they have 3x3 mats.
Right.
Whoever distributes them already cuts these things for them.
Sure.
All they got to do is put a different graphic on it.
Right.
Yeah, it's disappointing in that respect, though, to me, just from I really wish they were the right size.
Yeah, same here.
Personally, looking at those mats, they're really beautiful mats. It's just, when I look at them, it's like, okay, so I need to set up the train to make it kind of look like what the map looks like.
Yeah.
And I don't like that with mats.
No, I agree with that. I'm with you on that one, too, because I think, the mats I like are just, like, they're, like, the base texture. You're building up on top of it. You're putting your terrain on it.
I'm okay with, like, roads.
Sure. That's fine. Roads make sense.
Trails. Like, your mat's got the trails through the woods. Trails, you need more trees for that, Matt. If you loaded that up with foliage,
that would be cool. An indoor board to...
Oh, definitely, that would be.
So, have we decided what boards we're going to work on? Like a quick touch on
that? Yeah, I got Mustafar.
He's got a Mustafar one. You've got...
I could do Endor.
Endor. The Forest Moon of Endor. Yes. It's not actually Endor.
I'm sorry. You're
remember
right.
Remember that. Everybody keeps making that mistake. You do anything?
I wanted to do... My plan was to do the hangar bay on like a Star Destroyer.
Okay, sure.
That's right.
But first, you two... Guys need to paint your armies.
We'll work on tables.
I'm not gonna get on your cases. I'm not that pissed off that you guys aren't getting there. I understand it. But if you're gonna focus on one thing, I want you to focus on your armies,
terrain. We focus on playing more games?
That's a good start. That'll get you hopefully hyped to paint. Yeah. It did for me.
Can you guys put like a unit per game? Just be like, I'm gonna paint one squad of troopers.
I might be able to.
Even one guy.
Still, the problem is I can maybe do one guy. The problem is I have still a lot of yard work in my parents' place that needs to get done.
I've probably painted a unit per game I've played at this point.
I'll take it. Ah. I will absolutely take that. It's progress. Sure.
Mm-hmm. I'm fine with whatever. I'm gonna tell you to not start making boards until you get your armies done.
What do you want to work on?
No problem with that.
I'm like literally, I've got to make some rocks for my Mustafar board, and it's done. So then we'll have a nice table to play on.
Ooh, that'd be cool.
That was the Excel cutting me off. I must have not paid my power bill. I'm just kidding.
No,
damn it. No, it's the energy saver. I think just kicked in for the power. It's fine. It's the air conditioner shuts down when that happens. I think.
This is good.
This is
good podcast.
The lights didn't go out. I just don't know if something just
cut off shortly. So this is thermal exhaust port.
No, it's not that bad.
No, I picked up a ocean mat for another game I'm playing.
Okay.
And what are you going to do with that? I was looking at it, and it's not like a Caribbean, but it's not also like...
Does it have like shoreline and stuff?
It's the same one that Jeff has for his Sails of Glory.
It's essentially a straight up ocean.
Just straight up ocean. Oh. So I was looking at it going, I don't want to have to buy another mat anytime soon. What can I do with this?
Oh. Okay, so what are you thinking?
I'm scarifing this bastard.
Yeah,
scarifing. If I can just put a bunch of
If I can make a bunch of modular islands that will sit out on it.
I can see that.
Sure.
Scarif, plus I can also turn it into a Pacific board for other games.
That's better than Camino, I guess.
Yeah, I was actually thinking of that myself.
We actually could Camino that thing. You could, we would need a bunch of infinity terrain, like those big scaffolding units.
I think I'm already going to put some on mine, potentially. Really? To give it, like...
I almost made it. I was buying terrain for Bolt Action a couple of days ago, and I almost put an infinity terrain order in, just because I'm like, this stuff looks
freaking
sweet.
I just want some, like, industrial-looking, like...
It'll
them to walk over lava.
It'll all work. That's the thing.
Oh, man. Sorry, I just got the idea of actually making, like, a Coruscant board.
Ooh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do
well,
it.
No.
Paint your army first.
Quit encouraging him to build tables.
I'm like 7 miles ahead of these
guys. I know. Yeah. I'm with you, but I'm
kind of sick. Like, the last game we played on, we all forgot our terrain.
Yeah.
And then had to pull that soiled rag off.
That was gross.
That was the most disgusting.
We didn't
ever
take any pictures of that
with
game for a reason.
Stains.
It was pretty.
That was the game that Rick won.
I did. But I was like, ooh, this man is disgusting.
It smelled funny.
Like, we had to, like, break. Like, it was rolled up.
It
we had to, like,
uncracking.
Yeah, cracking when we were
up. Oh, man.
It wasn't quite that bad. No. Wow. It felt like we were, like, blew, like, 4 layers
Whose
of dust on.
Was
it.
That?
I don't know. It was just in the store. I don't remember where it came from. It was, like, felt. That's my biggest. To go back to the cigar box bat mats. I don't know that I'm a big fan of the felt mats, just for, like, cleanliness purposes. Mouse pad is, I think,
it's the
way
to
better
go.
Choice.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. So I think, and there's plenty of guys out there. I think all of the big ones, if you can find them, I'm sure you can go find all the mat. And I'm not going to start hyping them. Mm. They're all making Legion mats now, so they're all making 3x6s of stuff they were already making. They just are cutting them down. Mm-hmm. So there's plenty of stuff out there if you're looking for terrain stuff. So I think that's where that's at. I don't know. I got excited when I found a 3x6 and bought it. So,
good.
Yep.
Yeah. A lot of creative color schemes on the Legion subreddit.
Yeah.
Some of these finished paintings.
Oh yeah. Oh.
And I'm sure. Like, I think this is the thing when it comes to painting. I know you guys are super busy, which is why you can't devote as much time as you'd want to painting your armies.
Sure.
Rick just neglects his family. I don't have one.
So. Yeah, my baby's upstairs just crying, and I'm just like, I don't care. I'm painting.
No. Just one more fleet trooper.
Five more rebels.
I need to
get them done.
But I'm sure for most people that are getting into this game, it's probably their first venture into painting. Like,
I would imagine so. I actually like to see that people are exploring, like, what they can do with these models. And, like, I'm not a huge fan of purple stormtroopers, but.
No.
You know what? If that's what gets someone to paint a freaking model that they've never painted before, that's the thing that gets them
into
it.
Just get started. I know when I first started getting to war games where I had to actually paint my miniatures, which was, I think, Flames of War was when I first, like, I really, you know, cracked into that.
Well,
it was terrifying and terrible, but I learned something with every single model I painted.
Sure. And I'll say there's I'm a graphic designer by trade.
Yeah.
The first thing we did in one of our first design classes, they're like, all right, go use these three fonts. Go find your Comic Sans. Go find Papyrus. Go find this thing.
Mm-hmm.
Make 5 designs with them and then never do it again, right? So, like, someone just because you're never going to use those fonts. You shouldn't ever use those fonts. That's a really weird, nerdy design joke. But the fact of the matter is like, there are things that people just do that they don't know any better. And if that's what makes them excited about it, by all means. But. Yeah. Long-term purple stormtroopers are probably not going to make anyone happy.
But don't expect, speak for yourself. Don't expect that you're going to be perfect out of the gates.
No, the thing is
you're not going, like, there's nothing, just as a gamer, I've played a bajillion board games with you guys. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's anything more satisfying than when it finally opens up in your brain.
Sure.
How
clicks.
Paint goes in and layering and washes. Mm-hmm. And when it finally clicks and you can look at a model and go, I don't have to watch a guide on this. I know exactly how I'm going to take care of it. And then you do that. And then it's done, and you're really proud because it's 90% of what you saw in that picture. It's incredible, and you're so excited to put it on the table.
It is such a great feeling.
It's awesome.
That you have gone from, basically, I just threw 3 colors on this, and hopefully it doesn't look horrendous, to, this is actually isn't too bad.
Yep. And that's when the hobby opens up to not just what you're playing on the table, the hobby side of it becomes just as fun as the outside.
And it should. Mm-hmm. I mean, to me, that's actually the more fun part anyway, is the...
Yeah, that's because you lose all your games.
Not all of them.
If you won more, you might actually enjoy the playing part.
I haven't played that many, but... well, okay. But anyway.
So do we have any more releases we have here? Emperor Palpatine?
Well, we talked about that a little bit.
We already talked about that one. What else we got?
We didn't talk about him much.
He's going to be awesome. I mean, I'd be excited to play him if he was on my side.
I mean, he's potentially squishy, depending on if
He's got a freaking Royal Guard sitting around him.
I said depending on whether or not you can, avert them. And I think some of his command cards are going to be better than what he's going to do on the battlefield.
Sure.
Right? Mm-hmm. Like, not that his lightning attack can't be powerful, but it also isn't, you know, super long range, so... Right.
He's getting up in there.
Sure, he might have some more wounds from the Guardian guys, but they can only take so many wounds.
Right.
And if the entire Rebel army can shoot at him, then... You know, he's going to go die.
Hopefully he's not melting the shit out of units.
But he's not. I mean, he's not any more powerful than, you know, an AT-ST, I don't think.
No.
Based on the information that we've gotten so far, I don't see him, you know, being as powerful as an AT-ST.
No. I mean,
and he's no Vader. That's for sure when it comes to the offensive.
Right. I think his real power is going to definitely be more from what he can do with his command cards.
Yep.
And they've already spoiled those a little bit. I'm trying to remember what...
They spoiled one that you could fully read, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, I can't read. I'm looking at it right now. I can't read them.
They're hard to read.
At least the picture I'm looking at, the FFG site. I can't.
I thought there was...
It's really hard to read.
No, they can... So they gave you the click-ins. So, I mean, he's got his 3-pip is literally you get to put the order token on every single... You're giving the order to every single unit in your army. So there's no, like, random draw that phase where you literally get to pick who you want to...
Right. I will take the second move, but I will literally get to pick everything this entire turn.
Right. Who goes when exactly. That's pretty awesome. I mean, like, that's a good ability, right?
And that definitely seems Emperor Palpatine.
He's
manipulative. He controls everything.
It's the idea, right?
Mm-hmm.
And as I say, I swear you can only read like 1.5 cards. I don't know if you could get enough of the second card.
Are you trying to read what I'm trying to read? It's so blurry.
This is making great radio.
I think he suffers a wound to like handout suppression or something like that.
Okay.
He's going to be icky even if you don't think he's icky. He's going to be fun for the Emperor.
It's way better than that, actually.
Thank you. I can't read it.
So he takes a wound and a suppression token to gain an attack.
Ooh.
So he'll have one all-out, I'm going to, like, F you up turn, where he's going to, like, lightning somebody 3 times in the face.
Because he can, right now, he can lightning twice, can he?
No.
But he...
Could just do it once. It's his 1-pip, right? It's called "And Now You Will Die," right? But so he can suffer a wound,
right,
and gain a suppression as many times as he wants gain an extra attack.
Hmm. Out of curiosity, what's his suppression level?
4.
Oof. Okay.
And he only has 5
attacks, man.
There's a lot of attacks he wants to do at that one.
Yeah, yeah, that is the Hail Mary, kill everybody.
Like, I'm going to kill everything on the objective this turn.
Right.
That actually kind of reminds me of the loot card that allows him to attack twice in a turn.
But that only allows him to do it once. Right? He doesn't get to do as many attacks as he wants. I mean, not that the Emperor gets to either, but he can do it up to 4 times if he has no suppression on him.
Oh, so it's each wound in suppression.
Right. He can take a multi... Is it a refresh? No, that's...
It's his command card. It's his 1-pip command card. So he can do it as many times as he wants that game turn.
Oh, my lord.
Oh, so he could just walk up to an AT-ST and just nuke it.
He could nuke 5. He's going to get five attacks.
Why would he nuke an AT-ST?
He's going to get 5 attacks that turn if he wants.
Imperial Rebels.
He could max out his suppression, right?
Yeah.
And then all you have to do is have something to clear it.
Like Veers?
Yep. Or any other card.
Maybe
there's a support card that'll let you clear one. Or,
sure.
We'll
see what else we get out of him. But he's going to have some interesting stuff. There's no doubt about that. All right. Is there anything else related to what's coming up? I don't know I think we've gone through literally every release coming.
Did we talk about the barricades?
We have not talked about the barricades.
Wait, I'm going to point out one thing. You were talking about you didn't like the E-Web because you couldn't fire with it, right?
Yeah.
because you couldn't fire with it.
Yeah, well, because like you couldn't move and fire. So one of his other abilities is called pulling the strings.
Okay.
Right? And he allows another unit to take a move or attack action, I think.
Oh, I like that.
So, so he gets to let somebody else attack.
Yeah. So basically, the UAP could move on its turn, and then
looks like it's just trooper. Are they a trooper unit?
No. They are a trooper unit.
Oh, they are? The E-Web's a trooper unit?
Well, they're a special type of trooper, but this is one thing I actually looked up.
The one thing
they still
up.
Count as troopers in okay. all regards.
Except, so they're a trooper slot? They're a corp right. troop?
No. We've talked about this before.
Oh,
so
sure.
There's only, like, even your commanders are trooper units, right? There's troopers and there's vehicles, essentially,
right.
is
okay.
what they're.
Got
or repulsed. There's troopers, there's walkers or like, you know, moving vehicles, and then there's repulsor vehicles. There's only those types of units. So anything that isn't one of the two vehicle things is considered a trooper unit.
Yeah,
got it. That makes more sense.
But that also means that he could make like Vader attack again too.
That is very true.
Ooh, wow. Yeah, no, that's.
That's
like
over half your
450 points or something like that. Though that's ridiculous. You'd have like two units of stormtroopers, two units of Royal Guard, and Vader and the Emperor.
And I'm pretty sure they would wipe everything off the board if they didn't die.
I might make that list just because I don't want to pay any stormtroopers.
You'd have three units of Royal Guard, because remember, one doesn't take up the slot.
Well, I'm just thinking of how many points you'd have left after all that.
You'd have to do stormtroopers though, because they're not core.
You have to still bring core.
Yeah, that's right. You'd still have to bring
core. Stormtroopers.
So you just take two bare bones stormtrooper squads.
You mean three?
Need three now.
You have three? Yeah. I think you have to have three. Two.
Mm-hmm. I was mistaken
three,
when
four
I said two.
Three, four, man.
Or we just play the epic scale.
There we go.
Oh, man. Let's do it.
You still need more. Oh, my gosh. 1,600 points.
Yeah.
Well, that's still
three
not that.
Three ATSTs.
Yeah, you get an ATST and beers in there, and you're done. That would be gross, though. That'd be really good, though.
Yeah.
So, anything else?
I don't think there's anything else.
I think we touched on everything. Everybody's still excited about Legion?
Oh, of course.
I'm fired up. You guys got to play more games.
So do you.
Hey, we didn't really talk about the barricades, though.
That's a good point.
We do have these barricades. They are very important.
Yeah. Are you going to paint your barricades?
No.
Actually, for my table, I will. Yeah. I think I'll use it for my table.
You know, I will actually paint my barricades before my troops.
Quiet. You're off the podcast.
Okay, at least I'm not doing that.
Eric, I don't know what to say to you right now.
It's part of the core box. You got to do it, right?
This is why you don't give this man a beer.
Right.
Or two beers.
Oh, God.
Wait, I gave you two?
Give me two.
You're not sleeping on my couch.
I'm not sleeping on your couch. All right. I'm fine.
I think you can handle two beers.
Yeah. If I can't handle two beers,
I
have an issue.
You're Scandinavian, aren't you?
Yeah.
Oh, this guy's fine.
Scandinavian, German, Russian.
Jesus. No vodka. All right.
Do we have anything else we want to bring up? Did you find anything on the forums you wanted to?
Oh yeah, let's go to the forums. So, yeah, the whole.
Well, I mean, if you didn't have anything already,
we've got the.
As we delved into Reddit,
we've got the release dates announced for some of the. I mean,
you were looking for questions. Did you see anything that was worth us? Maybe
question
up
regarding or... weapon destroyed. Here's one.
Okay.
I'm just gonna make sure. I'm just gonna scan this before.
This is really good radio, by the way. This is great. I'm loving this.
If a T-47 rolls weapon destroyed, can that apply to all primary weapon or secondary? This English, or only secondary weapons equipped via upgrade card?
It can apply to either of them. I thought
they get to pick one weapon and it's destroyed.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like it doesn't matter which one. It doesn't matter. You pick one weapon and it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
End of game.
Yep.
Yeah. So you take the primary one and go, haha, you only have this buzzsaw or harpoon.
Well, right. I mean, yeah, because nobody's taking away the guy in
harpoon
top's gun.
Launcher?
Yeah. Nobody's taking the harpoon launcher.
Green or blue lightsaber on Luke?
Blue. Purple.
Guys, just be patient.
paint them up like
that's
Mace Windu.
Dope conversion. Look at that.
Is that what are you looking at? The lit lightsaber?
Yeah, no, they turned it into.
Yes, all fans out there in podcast land, this is a very beautiful
picture.
Image.
Really good.
I need to go look now.
Is it on the
first page?
I don't know what page it is. It looks all
right. Right.
I think this is a good place
to
call
it.
Right,
yeah, let's wrap it.
All right, whatever, it's fine. Then let's blow this joint and go home.
All right, good night.
Night.
Kevin's still looking at Reddit.
Well, I'm fine.
Okay. He didn't say goodnight.
Oh, goodnight.
There we go.
Kevin's still